They're so beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just glorify you, Lord. Father, we just love you, Jesus. Lord, we just want to love you more and more and more and more and more and more, Lord. Lord, we just want to fill this place, God, with praises, Lord. We want to fill your place, God, with praises, Lord. We just want to love you, God. We want to worship you, Lord. We just want to pour it all out to you, God, because you are worthy. You are so worthy, God. You are so good. You're so good, God. We love you so much, Lord. We love you, Lord. We want to give you all of our hearts, God. You want all of our hearts. You don't want half. You want the whole portion of us, God. That's because you're so in love with us, God, and you're worthy. You deserve all of our hearts, God. We just love you, Lord. We want to give you it all, Lord.
You are the Father.
you, Lord. You know, as we surrender before the Lord, in true humility, those who are able to recognize His presence are able to receive great increase, because when we sing out, "Lord, I surrender," who are we surrendering to? Our good God? Or some cosmic idea that slaps us upside the head and says, "Get up here and kneel before me and surrender right now." No. The Lord says, "I'm so, so good." And as we're surrendering our hearts, giving ourselves to Him right now, we're engaging in His very presence. And He is attracted. He is attracted to those kinds of hearts in greater measure. So this morning, if we could even sing where we were singing, "You are God, you are sovereign." Let's sing, "You are good and you are sovereign." Because He is. And when we're singing and saying, "God, here's my heart. Here's who I want to be. Here's who I am. I give you everything." It's really because of His goodness. He's a lavish God. He's a magnificent God. He is an extraordinary God. Always giving, always releasing. I was reminded this week, but Bill Johnson made this comment. He said, "Look up in the sky. How much sky do we need? Our God is so big. Our God is so extravagant that when we sing out to Him, 'You are good. You are good,' our heart is resonating with the very heartbeat of heaven. So let's sing out to Him. And as we sing out, 'You are good,' everything that comes and grabs and holds starts to loosen and fall to the wayside, because the goodness of God just overwhelms our heart. So let's all sing out that "You are good. You are good, oh God." Sing with everything. "Oh, You're so faithful, oh God. You are sovereign God, our faithful, good God. So good. So good, Lord, we sing to You. You are so good. Oh, You are good, God. You overwhelm us with Your goodness. Can you just sing out to Him right now? Just sing in the Spirit. Sing out to Him. "Lord, You are so good. You are so faithful.
Oh yes, I agree with everything you are. I love your character, oh God. Just sing out to him. Sing out to him about his goodness, his faithfulness, his justice, his mercy, his overwhelming, generous heart, his loving kindness. Oh, you are so loving kind, Lord God. You are so amazing. I'm overwhelmed by your presence. Your presence is here, oh God. I am driven by a passionate heart of your presence, Lord. You are so good. You are so good. Yes, Lord, we raise our voices to you. Cry out about your goodness, Lord. We thank you, God. You are so amazing. You are so good, oh God. You are so beautiful. Show us your face, oh Lord. Show us your face, oh Papa. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Rabba, shana na kanda da. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Gosh. So amazing. Lord, we're so amazed at what you did for us at the cross. We're so amazed, Lord, at the cross of Calvary. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for loving us so much. Thank you, Lord, that you're opening up the revelatory realm of our hearts, Lord God, giving us a sense of why you did what you did. You're so amazing. You're so in love with us that Jesus said, because of the joy set before me, I endured the cross and you are my joy. Thank him today, saints. Thank him, sons and daughters. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you that we were crucified with you. Thank you that we were buried with you. Praise you that we were raised with you. And now, Lord, we get to co-partner and co-labor with you, oh God. Oh. Oh. You know what? When someone gives you the most incredible thing on your birthday or at Christmas, you're just overwhelmed with gratitude. Amen? So with the most wonderful gift that's ever been given to us, the Lord Jesus Christ, he says, let me overwhelm your heart right now. Let me overwhelm you with my goodness. Overwhelm you with my redemptive heart. Let me overwhelm you right now. Lord, I'm just asking for a release over this place. A release of your glory, Lord God, for a revelation of redemption. A revelation, Lord God, right now, the spirit of redemption to fall on the hearts in this place. Lord, that as we look up, we see every encounter, every conflict as an opportunity for your goodness to be made known. So, Lord, we partner with your thoughts, with your heart this morning. And we give you our burdens. We give you our burdens. We give you our burdens because your yoke is easy and your burden is light. You know what you're doing. Oh, can we say thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We are established in you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Wow, wow, wow. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're so good. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Turn to someone right next to you and say, he really is good. He really is good. He really is good. Tell a couple of people, he really is good. He really is good. He really is good. Let it come out of your mouth. It's nice to think it, but it's even better to declare it and decree it. He really is good. He's good. He's good. You're good, Lord. You're good. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, he's good. Yes.
North Canton, and I saw, and I was just driving along, and all of a sudden I looked up in the sky, and I don't know if anybody else saw it, but there were clouds lined up, because as we were laying, as we were lining up as the train track, the Lord, I kept feeling like, but Lord, sometimes our faces are in the dirt, as we were, and I was thinking, but, and I kept hanging on to that, and he showed me in the sky, I almost drove off the road, because I looked up, there were broad clouds in strips coming from this area of the city.
Oh, wow.
Huge broad clouds just in strips through the sky. Oh. And they, and the Lord showed me, your face may be in the dirt sometimes as you serve me, but you know how in a picture how when things get smaller it means they're going higher? Well, the train tracks came broad, and there were at least 30 or 40 of them in the sky.
Wow.
And they were getting smaller and smaller and smaller and heading right up. And the Lord was just saying, as you lay yourself down, as you become the track,
yes,
for me, I will lift you up.
Oh, wow.
So, and it was right up in the sky.
Praise the Lord. You saw that in the sky? Oh, praise God. He's speaking to us in so many ways, isn't he? Isn't it so wonderful to be able to hear from the creator of the universe? And he's speaking to us and he's saying, it's all about me and my presence. That's it. Nothing else matters. It doesn't matter what we do, what we think, our programs, agendas, ideas, or anything are. It doesn't matter. He's saying, I matter. Ha! And as we gain that revelation of the goodness of God, the goodness of God, we will run and crave the very presence of God in the deepest places, wherever that would be. And that comes from a revelation of who he is on the inside. Oh, think of the Old Testament saints. Think of the ones where the Holy Spirit came upon them and then he'd leave. We don't have that. We have Jesus Christ, the hope of glory, living on the inside of us, the greater one. Oh my, the very Spirit of God living on the inside of us to fire us up. Hey, wow. And if we're not leaking that out of ourselves, there's something wrong. There's something wrong. And God says, I'll fix the wrong because I want you to know how that my presence is everything. And you say you're a presence-driven church. You say you're a presence-driven worship team. You say you're a presence-driven husband or a presence-driven wife. And the Lord will test that. And he will allow conflict to come. And when conflict comes, he says, what are you going to do with it? Do you believe that my presence is big enough to overwhelm you and saturate you and light you on fire? Oh, and that you will see my goodness and revel in my glory and carry my glory to the ends of the earth. Holy Jesus, how you're so good. How a heart filled with his love. He is a heart that can go anywhere, do anything, accomplish anything for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's what the Lord's saying. It's about my love. It's about me. It's about me. How? You can expand your tent pegs all you think you want. But if it's not with my Spirit energizing you because of the presence that I have taken root in your life in, it won't work. Because it's about him. And he says, will you seek after my presence? Will you run after my glory? Will you carry my glory? Last Sunday was an amazing prophetic opportunity for us to actually line these aisles right here, this aisle right here on both sides, and people were spilling out. And it was amazing because the Lord was saying, hey, I am the train and I'm coming. I am the great locomotive. And my presence and my power that generates this train will come from heaven to you. And I'm looking for people to carry me, my glory, all over the world. All over the world, everywhere, to the four corners of the earth. When we had a prophetic word that was given to us back in 2000 or 2001, something like that, in Africa. And it was so intense, and I kept thinking about it all week. This week, it just kept rising up in my mind. And it was from Pastor Dan in Ghana. And he's Mr. Calm, cool, collected, you know. Hey, Pastor Dan, he's never worried about a thing. I love it. He carries peace. He carries peace. Well, when he came to me this one day, there was something different. He sought me out like this. Because he had just met with God. God had just given him a word. The Lord had come to him and said, I've got a word for Frontline. What do you think about that? So when he came to me, it was with this, not quite like that, but I felt it. It was just, God spoke to me, and he said something you really want to hear. It's like, oh my gosh. And I have never seen him quite like that since that time towards us. And we're very close, very good friends. And I was so amazed. And I said, what is it? He goes, well, I want to write it down. I said, go write it down. So he wrote it down. I said, are we ready? I want to hear it. And we went out to a place in Nima, which is a Muslim community outside of Accra in Ghana, West Africa. And so it's like, I want to hear this word from the Lord. And we sat down on a bench and he started to give me this word. And it's wrecked me ever since. And the Lord said, don't let go of it. It's like, all right, I won't let go of it. I don't think. And then as I look back over my life, I think I've let go of it in certain ways and shapes and times and seasons in my life. When, you know, I did one of these and was like, oh no, I need a change of thinking, Lord. But in the depth of my heart, no. But in my walking out my daily life at times, yeah. And I was like, oh man, gosh, Lord, what are you telling me? And he says, keep this on the front burner. On the front burner all the time. So you don't forget. You don't forget. You don't forget. And you will be driven by my intensity of love. My furious love. My ferocious love. Because I from heaven have spoken that over you, little girl. It's like, whoa. This is so much bigger than what I, little girl, can imagine. He goes, I know I'm God. You're not. So hold on to this. And it's really helped me out through the years. So this week I was reminded of that. And I was saying, Lord, am I driven by your presence? You know, I'm kind of a crazy, let's go take the mountain yesterday type of person. But am I? Am I really? Where am I not? And he says, well, how about where are you instead of where are you not? It's like, oh, all right, I like that even better. That's really good. Where am I? How am I? Where in my life is your kingdom presence shining and leaking out for others who are around me to enjoy? Because that's my job. You know, sometimes we pick up the cross and we take our cross, and it's like, yeah, that's what the Bible says. But if we don't understand that that's driven by the presence of God and the revelation of how great he is and what he's done for us, that becomes really heavy, like a heavy burden. Heavy. And the Lord is not like that. He says, I take your burdens. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. As you burn for me, everything inside of you will burn up and you'll be even lighter and lighter. Ha. Went to a conference this week and Heidi Baker was there. And oh, just such an amazing friend and person. Love her so much. She was sharing actually a vision that she had back in, and I couldn't remember the exact year, one of you might, but I heard it up in Toronto years ago. So it might have been like 2002 or something. And there were some new people at this conference, so she was sharing some things I've heard before, but it was so powerful. And it took me right back to the next year or the year after that where I was in Mozambique, or on my way to Mozambique. And I was actually up in the top deck. I got an upgrade. He got an upgrade too. Do you remember that one? Carl, what year was that? Do you remember when, at 2002 or 3 or something? Anyways, early 2000s, and we got this upgrade. I don't know why me, I don't know why him, but not sitting near each other, but we got these great seats up high, which is really nice. It was like, wow, whoo, I didn't pay for this one. I like it. So we had this upgrade, and I remember looking out the window. And I was thinking about it this morning, and it brought tears to my eyes because I was looking out the window, and I saw the beautiful horizon, and I saw these chariots lined up, boom, 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 on the horizon. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I was undone. I was wrecked. And that was just to set the tone for going into Mozambique the first year. So it might have been 2000, whatever, two. I don't remember. But Heidi, in her vision that she had when she was in Toronto and sharing this, and some of you who have gone with us to Toronto years ago, TACF may have remembered this one, but she was seeing people who were lined up in chariots, and they were getting ready. They were going all around the world, and they were lined up, actually, side by side, two by two, around the entire world. And there's Jesus standing on top of the world, and he's holding all of the reins in one hand. That is one big hand. Do you remember? Can you imagine? He's holding the reins, and as he's looking at all of these people, there's nothing left on the inside of them except a heart. And it's beating, boom, 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 boom. And it's beating with the very rhythm of heaven. Nothing but the presence of God. Nothing but his heart at all established. Everything else was gone. They were transparent. They were invisible. There was nothing. They didn't have triggers at all. They, you know, somebody went up and said something. It was like, you know, they didn't have anything, nothing. They were just completely dead, but live. They didn't stay in this dead state. Their stuff was gone. They were really dead. Dead is dead. And they were crucified with Christ, buried and raised, and living in the fullness of that, living in that kind of life. Oh! And when they were living that way, you know, it wasn't any kind of big deal to say, take up my cross, you know, and follow me. It's like, well, yeah, I know, I got that. That's what we do. That's what we do. I don't have to be reminded of that anymore, because I am so dead, dead is dead, that I'm so alive as a result. I don't stay in that place. There are some churches, and they're teaching and they're preaching, you gotta crucify yourself to Christ, stay at the cross, stay at the cross, stay at the cross. And this was on my mind this morning when I was asking God, what do I share today? Then this is what he told me to share. He says, you know, when you stay at the cross, that can be kind of binding. But yet if you lose sight of the cross, that's disaster. What happened after the cross? You live in the resurrection. What does that mean? It means we have a change of thinking. Ho! The leader of Global Awakening is Randy Clark, and Frontline is part of the Apostolic Network there. And I just love that. It's just great. It's a great alignment for us. And God is so good. And he started out the entire meeting for just the members who are part of this coalition, which would be a very small group compared to the larger conference. But this very small group was sitting there, we're in there going, yeah, this is good. And he says, the kingdom of God is at hand, change your thinking. I wrote it down like, wow, that is amazing. Why is that so amazing? Because the Lord is saying, if you're declaring and decreeing the kingdom of God is at hand, are you a kingdom person? Isn't it all about the kingdom? Isn't the kingdom great? I'm a kingdom lover. I'm a kingdom worshiper. I'm a kingdom this. I'm a kingdom that. I've got kingdom friends. I've got kingdom family. Everything is about the kingdom. And the Lord says, really? If you are kingdom oriented, and he really didn't develop this much, so you're getting my Holy Ghost spin on it. He just made the statement, and I grabbed it, and it's like, yeah, the kingdom of God is at hand. Now change your thinking. I even thought we could put a banner outside. Kingdom of God is at hand. Change your thinking. And what is the kingdom? Peace, righteousness, and joy in the Holy Spirit, or Holy Ghost, depending on your version. Peace, righteousness, and joy. That is the kingdom in every part of our life. Oh, is this another message about the kingdom? Yes, it's all about the kingdom and his presence. You look up in the sky and you see railroad tracks. How weird is that? That's the kingdom. But if you don't do something with that, there's no kingdom. You had a nice little vision in the sky. If it doesn't affect every part of your life that needs to be kingdomized, kingdom-oriented, then we're just missing. We're leaking. We've got leaky gut syndrome. Except we're not leaking. We're leaking out something that should be spilling out. And God says, I don't want you to be leaking out. Oh, so reminded this week. So incredibly increased. I pray and trust. It was my cry to Spirit of God. What are you doing right at this moment? What are you doing? What are you saying? What are you feeling? What are you thinking? Well, if I got this big, weird thing about God being, oh my gosh, you're so big and I'm so small. Well, that's true. But if that doesn't send me into, wow, you're amazing. Look what you're doing in my family. Look what you've already done in my daughter. Look what you've done in my husband. Look what you've done in me. Oh my gosh. Look how you're giving me help. Look what my job and situation is. And look what opportunities I have to show you strong. Then we have a wrong thinking. We don't have kingdom thinking. We have poverty thinking. Poverty thinking. Like, no. Yes, because kingdom is the opposite of anything that resembles lack in any area of our lives. Any area. The kingdom is about amazing abundance on every level. Oh my gosh. And will the Lord allow conflict to come in our life? You betcha. Why? How can we be entrusted with more? He wants to so release His manifest glory on top of us, but He doesn't want to crush us. Well, He does. He wants to crush us dead. But He wants us to recognize that the crushing from His glory is a good crushing to rid us of inside, but to be able to carry His glory into China, into Japan, into South America, into Ghana, into Mozambique, into Brazil, wherever it is. The Lord is saying, here, at Speedway, here, when you go outside and pump gas, whatever it is, God is saying, my presence, are you presence-driven? So embrace the conflict. You got conflict with your spouse? Glory to God. So find out what needs to really leak out, what that leaking really is looking like. Do it now. It's important. It's really important because we're going places. Going places. And it's like, you know, if we're not presence-driven and you hear we're going places, who wants to go? I was like, hello. Or if you just think, well, I'll vicariously just go along. We'll just kind of go. It won't work. The Lord is saying, I'm all about you. I am all about you. I am all about you. Oh, boy, is He huge. And if He says, you know what? I've got a word for you. I want to hear it. Whatever it is, I want to hear it loudly and clearly, and I want to wake up, because some of us are sleeping, and the Lord says, wake up. It's not the volume, but it is the intensity of the anointing. And the Lord says, there is an intensity with the fire of my heart, and that's for you. And anything less than that is just unacceptable for you because of His goodness. It's just unacceptable. He's saying, will you come to the place of saying, it's unacceptable. The kingdom of God is at hand. Therefore, anything less than that is unacceptable. And that includes everything. Isn't that a good word? And He's just giving it to me right now. This is no plan. I wrote down a few thoughts this morning as we drove back very late last night. And I wrote down a few things, and then I asked God, give me a scripture for today. So I opened my Bible, and He gave me a scripture. I went, oh, this is great, I guess. For frontline, we'll see what you do with it. But He wants us to be so consumed by the thought that we can be driven by His presence that He will allow us to be shaken up for our very standard, this is who I am, this is what I do, this is what I think, this is what I feel, to be just shaken. So when we hear the words, I am shaking anything that can be shaken, yoo-hoo! I'm all about it, God, shake me up, turn me upside down. Change of thinking, change of mind. That includes us. So if we want our minds to be kingdomized, we go after that. We don't have to go through 25 years of figuring out why it's not. We just need to recognize that it's not. And then say, Lord, it's not, but You are. And I'm stepping into that. And that is, I'm going after freedom at all cost because You paid the biggest cost and the biggest price. Nothing will stop me. Nothing. No, nada, nothing. Ever. At all. And if You want me to have a different way of looking at things, and if we say, well, then change my mind, He's going to say, no, I'm sorry, You do it. You do it. Change your thinking. You may not think that's too spiritual, but it really is. And Randy didn't develop that much this week. I just heard it and went, whoa, hey, I'm taking that to the bank. Change my mind. Change my thinking, because the kingdom of God is at hand. I can tell you all the prophetic words. These are the things that prophets are saying in 2010, 2011, 2012. Woohoo! And we'll do more of that for sure. It's like, isn't that great? Let's get on the bandwagon. But the Lord says in the process, change your thinking. You got control issues? Change your thinking. Somebody says that to you? Change your thinking. It's time. It's really time. That's the time that we're in. Oh, this is good. So, the scripture that he gave me this morning, isn't this fun? Yay. It's about his presence. Presence, be a presence junkie. Presence freako. Presence wacko. A person who's led by his presence is going to understand the pure spiritual benefits of prayer, fasting, all the things that we do, all the disciplines. You know, it's like, okay, I want to do that. You're like, yes, I do, because I want the... No, it'll be like, oh boy, because his presence is driving me. And if you're not sensing that, then cry out to the Lord. Lord, I need to understand your presence. It's not just put on a good soaking CD and hope it happens. Come. I don't know what to do. Is that good enough? Did you show up? I don't know. Are you there? Do I see an angel? Oh my gosh, Bethany does, but I don't. I don't know about that. I don't like it. So I need to see that change in my life. God is saying, hey, listen, it's about me. It is about me. And it's time, church. He's saying there's a new level of generosity that he's taking us into. The generosity of the heart is going to so increase in this house. Because, why? He's increasing it all over the world. He's saying, if you want my lavish heart to consume you, you will contend for the generosity inside of you to be risen up and coming out. It won't be just leaking out. It'll be spilling out. People will be around you and go, oh my gosh, she or he is the most generous person I've ever met. Oh my goodness. They're not just living the lifestyle and commensurate with their income, which is, you know, that's a whole other story. I'm not against people having some money. It's great for the kingdom. But God is saying, what are you doing with everything that you've been given? Whether it's riches, and some of you have, what are you doing with it? What's driving you? What's driving you? Whether it's time, family, whatever it is, the Lord is saying, I'm taking you to another level of generosity. It's going to be so big that you won't even know yourself. Like, I can't believe I did that. Why did I do that? I couldn't help myself. Oh my, I'm going to give you a story of generosity. It's going to blow your box, because it blew me, and I must have been in a big box. It's like, oh. Here's one for generosity. Now, this is honor. This is really honor. When you can see in somebody else the value, really for real, the value that the Lord places on that person, and you can get over the other stuff that's kind of, it's like you're not majoring on that. It's not just confessing, I judge and I criticize, I've got to confess that. I've got a stronghold. I really deal with that all the time. Lord says it's time to change your thinking. And it comes from the presence of God that so consumes the heart that you can't help but see the good in somebody else. See the person that God made Amber to be and how he looks at you and the grace on your life and the beauty inside and out that he sees. And that you just are drawn to his goodness. And because I'm so filled with Jesus Christ, this is for all of us, that I am drawn to the Jesus in her and also the goodness of God that flows over her. And you will see Jesus in her face and her eyes. That's true love. And that's a level of generosity that God is saying, I'm releasing to those who really want me. You can sing your hearts out. And you can feel me really close in worship, and that is awesome. But it's going to carry over after that. It's going to be so consuming. You can't stop. You can't help yourself. Oh my gosh. How can I bless? It'll just happen. How can I bless? Not, okay, here's my budget. Oh, for real? You know, we're going to be hearing more about this, but something that really has hit me hard is that sometimes churches, and I was kind of having fun with someone yesterday in a fun way correcting them, say, that's what we used to think. But sometimes we think we need to take an offering. No, we need to receive an offering. I love that. It's about receiving an offering for the Lord. And so when that most money's come in, we're not thinking, okay, let's see, if I tithe, that's 10%. Oh my gosh. But then if I give over here, what do you? I just think there is a stinginess that we walk in as in Western mindset that some other places might not necessarily have. It's generosity. Oh, here she goes about money. No, generosity of the heart. And the generosity of the heart will spill into finances so easily. So easily. You know what? Years ago, when we first started going on missions, 1996, thank you. I will get there. Detail is important. 1996, do you know, for years, year after year, after year after year, after year after year, we always had surplus. Every bill was made. There was nobody who couldn't go on the mission field. Everybody was able to get out there and go. It was amazing. And I think we prided ourselves in that, that front line. I mean, you know, they were really good. To the point where we missed the point. Ha! And now, the Lord's saying, hello, I want you to revisit the heart that was released, the generous heart that was released in 1996 and 97 and 98 and 99 and da, 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 da. And say, where are we in 2010? And so if your bill isn't paid from last summer, take it up with the Lord. But the point is this, that there is such a grace for holy generosity from the heart that God says, if your heart's in it, you'll do anything, anything, anything for the gospel. When Mel Tari comes, and he's coming in the winter, when Mel Tari comes, he may tell the story of how he was so desperate to bring the gospel to the people on the other side in an Indonesian island that he didn't care what was in front of him. He was so desperate to go. Hear me. And so he takes out in the water, and he goes like this in the water, and the water is deep, and most people drown when you can't swim in the water, in the river. But God either put sand underneath his feet, or he's walking on the water itself. He didn't know. He didn't know how deep it was. But it was a raging river where it was 20, 30, 40, 50 feet. And he walked right across. Why? Because he was desperate. He was so driven by the passion of God. He was desperate to get to the other side. And you see that in evidences, even with our funding. Honestly, for missions. It's like God is saying, hello, wake up. See what's important. What moves you? What motivates you? If you're driven by the passion of God on the inside, things will change. Things will change. Your agenda will change. What you want to do, what you want to accomplish, the dreams that are right there in front of you that you're feeling like, I can't move. The Lord says, change your thinking. The kingdom of God is at hand. You can move. You can move. But the movement will come from a level of generosity in the heart that's released because we serve a generous God. I'm telling you, it's new, but it's not new to God. But it's new to most places. Because the Lord is saying, do you want to get to the other side? Do you want your dreams to be fulfilled? Do you want your vision to come into motion? Do you want to stake that step? Do you want, do you want, do you want? Why? Because we have a God who paints a blue sky up there. And again, this was never developed, but I was really touched by this. I've heard this before. How much sky do we need? It's like, duh, it doesn't take much to get me. You know, it's like all these other really deep things. And it's like, yeah, how much sky do we need? Oh, wow. I just think a change of thinking is going to bring huge turn in this place. Huge turn. But we're all individually designed to ask God, what do I need to think? In my changing, or what do I need to change in my thinking? Sorry, turn that around. What do I need to change? What is it? Oh, it's just too hard. Not with God. Not with the presence of God. Not when you come and sing, he's a good God. Are you worried about your kids? Are you worried about what's going to happen? They're going to make the right choice, the wrong choice. Maybe the Lord says, give up control. They'll be all right. Let it go. You'll be much more peaceful. Oh, don't be mad at me. But I think it's true. I really do. Wherever it's supposed to be true. Turn in our Bibles, if we would. I am filled with fun. Oh, yay, God. I got to tell you the story that Heidi said, that told. And okay, while you're finding your place, so what is it? Wait a minute. It is chapter 11 of Matthew 20 through 30. This is what he gave me this morning at the kitchen table. Oh. And you know what I was dreaming about right before he gave this to me? I mean, I was literally snoozing and dreaming. I was dreaming about mice. And I thought, oh, I don't like this dream. Mice are little rodents. Mice are little critters. Only Carl likes, you know, to get rid of those things. He takes the big guns and the small guns, and he knows how to, you need help, go to that man right over there. He knows what to do with rodents and groundhogs. I mean, he's the master critter killer. I'm telling you, I just know that. But anyway, I was dreaming about mice, and it was like, ooh. And actually, I was awakened and then went back into this dream about mice sneaking out, mice coming out of holes, mice going bleh, 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 scurrying around. And I'm looking at them going, you are gross. I don't want you here. But I see. And the Lord was saying, we need to see the very mice. We need to see the little thieves. We need to see those little critters, you know, that are just, they have a purpose somewhere, I'm sure, because God created them, but not in my house, not on my watch. And I don't want them, and I don't like them. So I was asking God, why are you showing me this? And he says, because in the kingdom, this is not a problem. You have anything that's sneaking in, you just decide, I don't like mice. Okay? And they're going. That's it. And so once I see them, they're leaving, period. And that's a way to change your mind. Isn't that a graphic thought? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, God, you are so, so good. I might not even tell you anything that I wrote down today. This is so good. I haven't said anything yet. Okay. Oh, no. This is one I thought was really good. I am an architect of kingdom culture, and I want to be intentional about crafting it. I didn't come up with that. That's Bill Johnson. I thought that was really good. I think that was him. Yes, I'm an architect of kingdom culture, and I want to be intentional about crafting it. Intentional. I didn't have to hear much more after that, because I thought, oh my gosh, I'm a visionary, and I know that, because he gives me visions. But I'm also a builder, because I want to see the visions come to fruition. And when they come together, the vision and the building, and those two anointings start to mix, watch out, because the kingdom of God is at hand. Mm. And then the locomotive is coming through, and the locomotive is saying, I need the tracks, I need the laid down lovers that will carry my glory. That means I need the visionaries, and I need the builders, and I need those who will be the architect. Because I'm the great architect. But I'm going to also need architects down here who are going to co-labor with me, co-partner with me, and say, let's get her done. For the kingdom. Kingdom of God is at hand. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time to be thinking. Not just about being driven by his presence, but you're going to look around and you're going to see the people next to you. They're going to matter a whole lot more. If there's not somebody next to you, look close. There's someone near you, and they're going to come into a place of mattering a lot more than they matter to you now. Right now, we come because, I don't know, why do we come? Why are we here? Oh, to worship God, to receive the glory, to sing out his praises. Woohoo! Yes! Oh, I want a better job. Oh, I want a better this. I want a better that. The Lord says, if you're so in love with me, everything inside of you is going to spill out into the people around you. You won't have to have someone saying, would you like to lead a group? You'll say, can I? Is there somebody that I can share what's leaking out of me so abruptly? I need that. Oh, I'm not really comfortable with people. Change your thinking. That is over. Those are the days gone by. Because Jesus is comfortable with people. And he says, if that's your issue and you're more comfortable sitting in the corner and doing something else because it's productive for the kingdom, God is saying, you know what? There's a part that you need to change. Change your thinking. Some of that is wrong. Wow. I don't have time. Whoop. Change your thinking. It's about people. Yes, but what I do matters to the kingdom. Yes, it does. But it's about people. And if we can do our thing that's so good, you know, it's like, oh, this is what I do. But we walk by Dave because Dave doesn't matter to me. We've missed something. And you matter to me. Do you understand what I'm saying? God is going to give you such a holy, ferocious love for the very people in here. You will not be sitting there and saying, nobody likes me and everybody hates me and I think I'll eat worms. You will not say that. You will not say that. And you will not say, I don't have any friends. They don't really care about me. It's not about you. If you want a friend, go invite people to your house and bring them over. Oh, new thought. Over and over and over and over. Who knows? Maybe you'll lead a group for newcomers. God is saying, step out, change your thinking. It's about people. Okay. I like this. This is so fun. Whew. Well, I didn't really understand why God directed me to this, to be really honest with you. I really kind of laughed because it's so bizarre. This is going to be short today because we're going to finish in worship. I just had a few things, a few tidbits to share because that's what he told me to do. And then we're going to finish in worship because, you know what? Worshiping the Lord, you may think, well, that's what it's all about. We really don't need to hear much from the front. Well, you know, when the Word of God is elevated in any way, shape, or form, God is honored. Amen? And the Lord is saying, speak my word, declare my word, sing my word, enjoy my word, but allow my word, who is Jesus, to change you. And we will sing and worship him that way with these new thoughts. Isn't this great? All right, let's take a look at this for, oh, wait, one moment. All righty then. I'm still contending for my eyes. It's going to happen. I have to tell you this very quick, and then we'll get into the word. Last week, I was having just an interesting time with people I dearly love. And it was just like, okay, this is not easy. There's conflict. Oh, so what else is new? But I'm a happy person. And somebody was having a real issue with control. It's like, okay, fine. You can have that issue, but I'm happy. And so I'm happy. I'm a happy person. But it was still contending out of love for someone who's so afraid that I can't give up something that's so near and dear to me because I might be wrong. It's like, Lord, show me myself. Show me where that would be in me. Anyway, so I went back into the overflow room and we were doing something in there, and I pull out these glasses right here, and they're in a pocket. Usually they're on my head or on my chest or something like that. They're in a pocket, and my purse is clean and I don't have birds in my purse, but there was a feather that was attached to this. It was so funny. I pulled them out to put them on. It was nice and brown, and I've got it somewhere. And I don't, Teresa or somebody said, hey, you got a feather on your glasses. I said, oh, yeah. And it's not coming off. I didn't get it off till I got home. So I was like this really, I don't know, retro kind of glasses or something, you know, with this feather hanging on the side. And so I had this feather, and I thought, Lord, what are you trying to say to me? And he says, I'm increasing your spiritual eyes and your physical eyes. I'm increasing your vision. Because you want my presence. You want my presence above all else. That's what you say. I'm going to help you go there. That's what you preach. I'm going to help you experience that. Because it's all about my presence. It's not just a nice thing on a bulletin board. When we did those boards a year or two, whenever ago, it's like, let's put something about presence in the middle because that's where presence driven in this house. Do we know what presence is? I don't know. Do you know what presence is? What does it mean? I need to discover what that means. Let's look at the word. Okay, verse 20. Then he began to denounce, this is Jesus, denounce the cities. I thought, Lord, are you serious? You want me to read this? Then he began to denounce the cities in which most of his miracles were done because they did not repent.
I was like, what?
And you know, so many times we can look at the word repent and go, oh man, another message on repentance. The word repent just means change your thinking. Kingdom of God is at hand. Change the way you think. Kingdom of God is at hand. Change the way you think. You don't have to pay money for someone to tell you that. I'm not talking to anybody. Just don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you. Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. Verse 21. Because he denounced the cities in which most of his miracles were done because they did not repent. Change the way you think. I saw Phil this morning when he walked in, and he was telling me about being part of the prayer drive, and it was just awesome. People were healed, and you know, somebody had a great supernatural time, and wowie, wowie, wowie. And I saw the fire in your eyes, and it was cool. It was like, you blessed me. It's like, I love it. We're just starting out going, yahoo, somebody who is connecting with the presence of God at that moment, because that's what God was doing at that moment. Wow. And I was excited. And I said, Phil, go in that overflow room. Go look at that one picture when we were in Ghana together, because I'd been thinking about you this week. I don't know why, but you were in my mind. And so there's this picture where there's this woman who's blind, who received her sight. It was like a big deal. I think that was the creative miracle too. She didn't have an eyeball. Yeah, that's another big thing. Okay, Phil's standing right there with his grin, like smiling. Like, wow. It was like very cool. And I thought, go look at that picture again. I don't really know why. You just need to. Because God told me to tell you that. So go look at that and dream and say, Lord, what are you saying to me? And he'll probably tell you. And the Lord is saying, remember, remember, remember. Remember, remember, remember. Don't live in the past, but remember, remember, remember. Don't live in the past, but remember, remember, remember. What? What does that mean? It's all about his presence, and he will unlock that. He will change you much more quickly, and me too. And we realize much faster when we say, I want to change. I want to change my thinking. So maybe that's why he said pick verse 20. All right. Thank you, Lord. I was asking him. He denounced the cities in which most of his miracles were done because they didn't repent. In other words, he showed up and they didn't get it. Are you hearing me? He showed up, they didn't get it. When he shows up, miracles happen. Blind eyes open, deaf ears open, people get out of wheelchairs. Woohoo! Finances change, children are healed, things happen when he shows up. When the anointing comes, he comes, boom, things happen. They didn't believe it. They didn't repent. What do you mean they didn't repent? They didn't come up and go, I surrender? Ah, no, they didn't realize his goodness. They didn't see him. They missed his presence. They missed it. It's like, wow, that's really amazing. Wow, that blind guy could walk now or see now. That's really great. Okay. All right. Woohoo. Something's really cool about this. I'm glad he can see. Now we can, you know, go work in the fields and pay me what he owes me or whatever. But they didn't see him for what he showed them, for who he is. They didn't see him. It's like we can be in here. Okay, we can be right in here worshiping the Lord. Ah, la, 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 la. And we're drinking our coffee. Not supposed to have coffee here. Drinking our hot water. But drinking our stuff and not engaging, not recognizing when his presence shows up. If we don't recognize when his presence shows up, how can we shift? How can we know how to move, how to change, what we need to do? The Lord, he's just absolutely this master architect saying, I'm showing up. Who will recognize when I show up? All right? Somebody can say, he's here. And you look around and go, who? What do you mean he's here? I don't feel any different. Wait a minute. Wait, sing another song. I might. God is saying, recognize. If we don't recognize his presence increasing, how are we going to recognize anything? Lord is saying, I want you to recognize me. I want you to recognize me in your children. I want you to recognize me in your nephew. I want you to recognize me in every capacity, every place in life. I want you to see. That's what honor is. We can read books about the culture of honor, and we can figure out, okay, honor, honor, teach me honor. He's saying, recognize me. Recognize what I'm doing. Recognize what I'm saying. Spend time with me so that you'll know me. Spend more time with me so it'll be easy to recognize me when I show up. The simplicity of the gospel. That's it, simplicity. Why is this not working? One moment.
I am getting healed in Jesus' name. I declare that I am, and the manifestation of it, I am right there. I'm waiting. So agree with me. Yes.
Because that is the kingdom. And I've been waiting and I will not give up. Okay, so he began to denounce the cities. I don't like that word. Jesus Christ denounced the cities in which most of his miracles were done because they did not see who he was, see who he is, see what he's doing. We're waiting for a check to pay off big things here. We're waiting for it. We wake up in the morning going, is it today? Is this the day? Woohoo! I can't wait. Get all the tool and equipment and everything in here to expand and bust these walls out. And you have no idea. I dream about it every single day. And I expect it every day. And it's like, who is it, Lord? I know that person's going to write that check. I don't think we need 200 of them. I think we need one. And he's going to write that check, and it's going to happen. And today's the day. And I will not let go of that. I believe it so strongly. I feel it in my bones. Oh, why? Because that's the kingdom. Kingdom expands. People get a grip. People are released. People step into generosity in the highest levels they've never had before. Don't understand. Well, I'll wait till God tells me. He's telling you. You don't have to wait, and you don't have to have a prayer meeting for 3 years. God says, what do you mean? You want to extend your tent pegs? Well, I'm believing God. Check your heart of generosity right now. She's saying, what? I don't know. He just told me to say that. I don't really know what that means to you. That's what he said. Tell them, check their heart of generosity. Okay, so I'm the deliverer only of messages. Check your heart of generosity. Take it to the bank. I don't know what that means. Have fun with it. Okay, verse 21. Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. If the miracles had occurred in Tyre and Sidon, which occurred in you, you would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. We have this picture of, oh. And that may come, you know, because mourning lasts for a short time, and then there's dancing after in the real mourning. So weeping lasts for a short time. And if we are convicted by, you know, the fact that we are capable of actually grieving the Spirit of God on the inside, oh my gosh, to live a life where we don't want to grieve Him. Think about that. That's the kingdom. I don't want to grieve you, Holy Spirit. You live on the inside, and I want to recognize your presence 24/7, and that will increase my sight for you beyond that. I want to recognize you, and if I don't recognize you, I'm grieving you. What? I don't just go get a list of sins. Okay, I need to repent of those. Okay, fine. That's fine. Include whatever you want. Find scriptures. Jesus, the master builder, gave us the word of God. But it's from a heart of love for Him and a heart of what He's done and released in us, through us, for us. Constantly, never stopping. It's inward, outward, upward, sideways. Okay? The Lord says, are you positioned? Are you aligned with my presence? Be driven by my presence. Make this so important to you that the rest of the way you're living won't be a big deal. It'll start to just change because presence is all I'm after. Yes, but you're spending 25 hours getting ready to go minister on the streets. And then, you know, your sister is waiting for you to take her to the bank because she needs to cash a check, but you're too busy in the presence of God. There might be some false humility going on. And we're not recognizing the needs right in front of our nose. Right there. Right there. And the Lord says, if my presence is really that important to you, you will recognize me showing up right in your face with the ones who are closest to you. In your face. Right, love? And it will spill out to Dave, who you walk by, or someone else. So these guys didn't get it. It's really great when God gives you a passage of scripture and doesn't tell you why and doesn't tell you anything about it. Fortunately, I've read it before, but He just said, tell them this today. I said, all righty then, here we go. All right, here's the passage that He said to speak in. Nevertheless, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. Always sounding mean. Uh-oh. Carrying that big stick from the Old Testament, bringing it forward. Ooh, I don't want to read that verse. And you, Capernaum, will not be exalted in heaven, will you? You will descend in Hades. Or if the miracles had occurred in Sodom, which occurred in you, it would have remained to this day. This is a big ouch. Nevertheless, I say to you that it will be more tolerable in the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. So these are people, cities, that just, where the glory just passed by. They just withered up, and they died. They withered. Our God is an abundant God, and He's calling us to increase. And He's saying, no withering on my watch. No withering. No withering. No withering on the vine. Change your thinking. No withering. I just want to please people. How about the Lord first? And the rest will come. These are not just fun little things to say like, yeah, you're right. Wow, you go there. I like this. This is a nice sermon. It's very nice. The Lord is saying, nice, you know, nice is not the word. It's transformation. Ha! The Lord is saying, let me come in with my presence and transform you. And then I will enable you, which is what grace is, to carry it out. I am the great enabler. And this is the favor of me on your life to enable you to carry out. The favor comes from me, and the favor lives inside of you, and it comes from heaven to earth. And he says, when will I find a group of people who will walk in the favor that I have released? How? He burning. Verse 25. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and you revealed them to infants. Okay? That's us. We're babies, aren't we? Dependent on Papa? Yes, Father, for this is the way. This way was well-pleasing in your sight. Verse 26. This way was well-pleasing in your sight. Verse 27, I'm going to ask you folks to meditate on this week, okay? And see where your view of Papa is and what you think about being presence-oriented and driven, and talk to him about it. Verse 26, yes, Father, for this way was well-pleasing in your sight. I like that. Again, I'll read it. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal himself. Oh my. Right there. Jesus came to reveal the heart of our Father in heaven. Jesus Christ came to reveal his heart. He says, hello, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. That's what kind of Father you have. If you got messed up stuff going on in your house, maybe Father is not really Father. Can I say that again? If you got messed up stuff going on in your house, with your spouse, with your kids, with your mom, with your dad, whoever lives in your house, maybe Father is not Father. Kingdom of God is at hand. Change your thinking. Yes, but I had a really rough father and mother. I'm sure. However, you have a new Father, and Father wants to be Father. And Jesus came to reveal the Father. And he says, sing to the Father. And who gave the promise of the Holy Spirit living inside of us? The gift, the only gift and promise it's talked about from the Father in huge measure and capacity. Father released Holy Spirit. He said, you need my gift. The gift of the Father. Holy Spirit. There's more coming. Because last week, not this week, but the week before, it kept waking me up in the middle of the night. It's like, God, I want to sleep. He says, no, read. And he's telling me more and more and more about the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. And I'm reading about past revivals and things like that. Okay, fine, that's the past. That's great. And it's like, Lord, what do you want me to do with this? And he says, it's my presence. My Spirit of God in me. Some of you may say, I'm baptized in the Holy Spirit, or you sing, I'll baptize me in the Holy Spirit, Lord. I sing this out all the time. It's like, and I go, and I don't have a change of thinking. I don't have a change of mind. It's like, what is this? The Lord says, my power and my presence, my fire, the baptism of my love as Father will take you right into the arms of the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit will so consume you, you won't know what to do with yourself. That's the message of the Father. It's so loving, so kind. And he's saying, I have shown you so many things. I'm holding your hand. Don't go backwards. That's the past. Go forwards, forwards, forwards. That's why I like Freedom Class so much. Because I wrote it. No, because he gave it to me. And I said, Lord, I want what you want in the most direct, sensitive way. That will put people, help people get take a path of recognizing the revelation of the cross and the revelation of the Father instead of going around the barn in many, many different ways to get there. Start there, Lord God. And then he just gave it to me, and there's more. And I was talking to a leader, doesn't matter who. I was talking to a leader this week, and I was talking to this person about Freedom Class, and I was talking to this person about the desire that the Lord's put on our hearts to bring freedom and how it's to look and this and that and the other. And this person actually looked at me and said, you know, sometimes people just need to change their thinking. I said, yeah, I think that's true. I'm taking that for myself. Oh, that's too simple. Keep it simple, honey. Thank you, Jesus. And then to finish it up, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me that I am gentle and humble in heart. And, I can't read that. And, it's you will, what does it say? Oh, you will find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let me make sure my version said the same, plus there was a little spot on this. And I want you to know something. I'm not going past this because of the hour. I want you to meditate on it this week. If you do, you can take it if you want to. That's what I would do if I were you, because that's what I heard to offer it to you. But I would really meditate on this, because we want to be presence-driven in this place. I don't want to wake up in 10 years and say, what happened, God? Or 5 years, or 2 years, or even next month. Because God is good, and he's very intentional. And he's saying, as the master architect and builder, I want you to be intentional yourself. And if you need to call out some of your dreams and visions that have really lost their oomph, then you need to do it. And if someone's standing in your way, you need to give that to the Lord and maybe address that in a nice, loving, kind way. Maybe there's a way. Because God is serious. He's intentional. He wants to get things done. And he's looking for the people who will do what he wants to have done. Not because he's a taskmaster, but because he's the master architect and builder, and it's all about souls. It's all about the kingdom. It's not even about our families. Oh, wait, whoa. It's about the kingdom. Kingdom first. Families fit into that. But sometimes he says, change your thinking. Change your thinking. I'm going to give you an example as we go and worship here and finish up whatever God wants to do. Because I know that he's dropping bombs and he's saying, woo, these are my glory carriers. They told me they were laying down on railroad tracks last Sunday. Wow, I'm going to show up in the sky and say, were you really serious? Do you mean it? What are you going to do about it? What's it going to look like for you? Oh, my goodness. All right, here's the story. You ready? Now, I heard this actually from Pastor Jose in Mozambique because it was so awful and so horrible. She's telling me an awful story. I am. Why? Because it's about lavish love. It's about a generous heart. It's about grace. And Heidi shared it the other night. I'm glad that I already knew about it because it wrecked me a long time ago. But most people hadn't known about this. But this past year, the cousin of Pastor Sapreza, or Surprise, depending on what you want to call him, who's their right arm, Heidi and Rollins, and Pastor Sapreza, we've been to his church and we've ministered there. Think back, those of you who were there. Think back to how the Lord gripped you. Think back to what you were feeling and thinking even on the way there, years ago in South Africa. Okay, fast forward. Now, Pastor Sapreza had a cousin, and he and his wife were in a tent, and they're, I think, six or five kids, I forget how many kids, and they were in a tent with Heidi and Rollins, so they're out in a tent, they're in the village and everything, and so they know this guy really well, and he loves Jesus. Pastor Sapreza is a guy filled with joy and filled with passion and purpose, and nothing will stop him. And he actually went into a village in the northern part of Mozambique where he was martyred. And it was so serious and it was so horrible, it wrecked. It just went, sent rivets all through Iris and to those who connect with Iris. The cousin of Pastor Sapreza. But what they did... Okay. Close his ears. He's the only little one here, right? Okay. They pulled out this, and they chopped it off. Did you hear it? See it? They pulled it out, and they said, you won't be speaking about Jesus anymore. And then they went, and they cut his hands off. They said, you won't be. He's not dead yet. And you won't be giving things for the gospel out anymore. And then they went and they removed his feet. And they said, you will not be able to walk anymore. And then they went and they cut his head off. And then he died. And they said, you don't have any authority here, any presence here at all. Why do I tell you that? Not because it's gory and it happened and wow, what do I say to that? But I tell you that because Pastor Sapreza is so filled with love and has such an exemplary, generous heart that he went back to the village and he started preaching to the people in the village. And he was actually used to go release the people, the murderers that were put in prison, and said, just let them go. That much grace, that much forgiveness. And was it 1,000 came to Jesus, did they say? Something like that, 1,000 in the village. The whole village came to Jesus because of the forgiving heart, the forgiving love, and being willing to count the cost. And I remember hearing that from Pastor Jose about this martyrdom thing in northern Mozambique. But what Heidi was concentrating on when she was speaking this week was the heart of generosity, the heart of honor, and the heart of giving just totally consumed, that there was nothing left of him at all other than the transparent heart that would beat with the rhythm of the heartbeat of the Father. And he was able to go and forgive them, but also lead them to Jesus and release the perpetrators from jail. Is that amazing? It's like, well, Lord, I'm not Sapreza. I'm not this person. I'm not that person. Also, when bombs were going off because there was an ammunition dump, and you guys know about this, and we got the word on this one, it's like, you don't believe what's happening. Well, Heidi wasn't in southern Mozambique at the time, but she was getting a call from one of the people in the camp. And our Pastor Jose, you know, who's her right arm as well, gathered them all into the prayer hut and just started worshiping God and said, God is good. God is good. God is good. God is good. And they were worshiping all the children, and the bombs that went off because of this ammunition dump missed strategic points, and nobody got hurt in Iris, although all kinds of people were hurt and killed around the area. Because God is good. Because of the presence of God rising and bringing a protective barrier and covering. The Lord is saying, can we come up and just worship and close here? When we are willing to say, Lord, I want to be wrecked by you. I want your kingdom to come, your will to be done in my life as it is in heaven, on earth as it is in heaven. I really believe there's going to be a change. God's saying, the kingdom of God is at hand. Change your thinking. Sapreza may have had to be reminded of that. I don't know. Pastor Sapreza. But the kingdom of God is at hand. Change your mind. Change your thinking. The kingdom of God is at hand. I want to be presence driven. I want to be kingdom driven. I want to be kingdom oriented. That's what I want. No, nothing less. I will not settle for less than that. And expect conflict. And it's okay. Because how else will the Lord know that you're ready to carry even more? We have to have everything that we say and we speak and we think and we maybe pride ourselves on tested. And the Lord will say, okay, before I can give you more, let's see what you do in this conflict. Let's see how you handle this. Let's see what goes on over here so that you can carry more of my weighty presence. Amen? So as we worship and we finish up today, just asking that you would just think about these things for your own life. Do business with God. He's a good God. And he's saying, I'm so serious right now. Step in. No one can take your anointing. Nobody can snuff you out. You might have someone that's not really cooperating with some things that you might feel or think or see in the spirit at times. Oh, well, God knows that too. We just need to continue to rise without pointing a finger. We just want to point one up and say, Lord, it's about your presence. It's your glory. It's your presence. It's your glory. And I want to understand it more. I want to read your word. I want to come in relationship with you about your glory. I want to understand what the kingdom really looks like. I'm willing to chuck whatever gets in the way of your presence in my life, of me recognizing when you show up, of me knowing what to do when you're in the place that I'm in, which is everywhere. Because he's omnipresent. He's everywhere. Wow. So as we sing today, we're saying, Lord, I've heard something that triggers something in my heart, and I just want to feel your love inside of me, and I'm willing to change my thinking, and I'm willing to embrace that your kingdom comes, your will is done. I'm willing, Lord God, to pursue you. And if that means coming to church right at 10:30, because you have an opportunity for corporate worship and presence, that you'll make it a priority because God is here. You see what I'm saying? It's not a law. You have to do this. We can meander in any old time. But because He's here, I'm coming after His presence. And I'm intentional about it. You see, little things like that. If we have a law mentality, we think someone's trying to tell us what to do. If we have a presence mentality, we can't wait to be in the presence of the Lord. Does that make sense? Amen. So whatever the Lord is speaking to you, I'm asking that all eyes would be focused on Him. Not anybody else, not anybody's issues, not anybody, but you and the Lord right now. That you would just hear from the Lord and say, Lord, I'm feeling as though You're speaking this to me, Lord God. I have been feeling as though this is what You're saying, just to lay down and rest and to trust You and to seek after Your presence in this area of my life. To seek after Your goodness in this area of my life. Lord, I know that the Israelites were led by the cloud and the pillar. Pillar of light and the cloud of fire as well. And the Lord says, be led by Me. These guys had to follow something. And then it would come and go. But My presence is there all the time. And you need to understand what My presence is looking like. More about His presence. We want more of Your presence, Lord, which is You. We want Your character. We want Your goodness. We want everything about You, Papa. Come, Holy Spirit. Come. Baptize us fresh. Immerse us fresh in Your presence, Lord. In Your presence that will be carried way beyond today. We immerse ourselves underneath Your beautiful hand of graciousness. And we choose to step into the grace because of the favor that You've given us that enables us to walk all this out. For the sake of the Lamb's reward, Lord, to the four corners of the earth. For the sake, Lord God, of those who need an encounter with You. Hey. Let's just worship Him and call on Him right now. Just call. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come on this place. Come on me. Come in me. Overwhelm me with Your love. I want a revelation of Your love in Your heart. I want a release of Your glory. I want to be unlocked in Jesus' name. I want to be unlocked right now. From anything that would hinder or hold me back. From running after Your presence. Running after Your glory. Running and carrying that, Lord God. Thank You for trusting me with more, Lord God. I want more, Lord God. Can we just be on our feet? We cry out that we want more. More of Him. More of You, Lord God. We want You. We want You. Nothing else matters but You. We want You. We want to burn for You. We want Your presence. We want Your presence. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Holy Spirit of revelation, come. The Spirit of awakening, come to awaken the hearts that have been stuck. Awaken us, Lord God, to the revelation of Your love. Awaken us right now, Lord God, out of any sleepy patterns, Lord God, to Your goodness, to Your hand. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Us. Our hearts are singing out to You, oh God, right now. Take me. I want to be a master builder as well. Master architect, Lord God. You are the ultimate architect, but I want to build with You. I want to build Your kingdom. I want Your presence to be the most important in my sphere of life. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. More, Lord. See the little mice. See the mice running out. Running out because the glory's coming in to replace the critters that have come. to steal, kill, and destroy. The glory is coming in greater power. See them removed out of this house, removed out of your life. Removed, removed. Whoa. Lord, we love your rescue. Come, come. Just sing out to him. It's our song of glory for you, Lord.
Glory for.
Lord, we're all in this together. It's a song for you, Lord God. For your glory, Lord. Sing it out for your glory, Lord. Hey. Just put your hands on your heart. Put one hand on your heart and one on your head. Lord, bring your spirit of revelation, Lord, of the connection between the two. Wow. Yes, Lord. Let your kingdom come. Your will be done. Here in my mind, in my heart. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Just tell him as we're singing out, just tell him, Lord, your kingdom is at hand. I want to change my thinking. I'm going to change my thinking. I'm going to be intentional about that, Lord. I'm going to step into the recognition of your presence, the recognition of when you show up, the recognition of when you increase, the recognition of where you are, moment by moment by moment. Oh. Wow.
Here's my heart.
Yes.
Here's my heart.
Give it to him.
Here's my heart.
You will be tried.
Here's my heart.
Are you ready?
Here's
my mind. Give him your mind and your heart.
Here's my
heart. He will back you up with love.
My mind, here's my heart, here's my mind.
Hey, Karabasha, Karabasana.
Strong melody, break the chains as he rises in.
Sing that again.
Let the sound of your strong melody,
yeah,
break the chains as he rises.
Sing it again.
Let the sound of your strong melody,
yeah,
break the chains as he rises in me.
Sing it up.
Let the sound of your
if you have dreams, desires that you want to see come to pass, just come up and sing this to the Lord. Just put your hands to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to take a step. I want it all, Lord God. I want it all. I want everything that you've released to me, Lord God. And I don't want to step back. I want to pursue all that you've released corporately and me individually. Just come. That's me, Lord. I'm going to step in, Lord, because of you. Let that strong melody shower over you. Yay. Sense the Lord is saying that some of you have wanted to engage and you feel like your feet have been in cement. I see a picture with feet in cement. The Lord says, just pick up your feet and walk up here. Just pick them up. Pick them up and walk up here. The Lord's going to remove that cement. And the Lord says, you can fly. You can fly, but it's a change of your mind. Change of your mind. Change of your mind. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Wow. Yes, Lord, today is breakthrough day. I want your presence, Lord. Let's cry out to him that we want your presence, God. I want your presence, Lord. Today's breakthrough day for me. Some of you have a resurrection of dreams and hopes and desires, things that the Lord has spoken into you. He's already released. Some of you may not be sure, but you know there have been things that the Lord has triggered in you. And the Lord said, just step in and claim that and say, that's for me this day. That's for me this day. Yes, Lord. He's giving direction. Yay. He's freeing people today. Yay. Wow. Yes, Lord. Wow. Wow. In your presence is joy. In your presence is joy. I saw a sign at a store, Target, and it said, hiring now. See yourself working here. This was in the natural. The Lord says, as we're singing out today, there is a release. There's a breaker anointing here for what God is speaking to you individually about. And the Lord says, step into that. And this is where fear falls off. This is where the fear is released. And the Lord says, I will replace that with faith. This is your glory time right now. The Lord says, capture this moment because of the release right now. That's right. And what we're going to do, I think we need to be singing about the glory and the holiness of God and the magnificence of the kingdom. I believe that as we sing about his magnificence, that we're going to grab hold right now of what God is saying. I've released that over you. How many of you have promises from the Lord that you've wondered about? Where are they, Lord God? What's happening in my life? Just put your hands in the air if that's you. If you want the next step of your destiny or on this journey, we're going to sing about the glory of God and watch what God does, because he's going to take you supernaturally to that next place. We're not in a new season. We're entering into a new dimension. The Lord says this is about dimension. This is the glorious dimension of the greater, greater, generous heart of God. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh. Oh, yay. Wow. Wow. Yes, Lord. This is about letting your kingdom come. The Lord says, you let it come. Let it come. Let it come. Released by the power of the Spirit of God. We're going to let it come. Come right now. Right now. Right now. Holy Spirit, just descend right now in a greater capacity right now. Yes, Lord. That's right. Now see yourself. Grab hold of this now for yourself. That's mine. It belongs to me. Because I'm your child and you're my dad. Wow. 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 Oh. Oh, hey. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Take ownership of that which was released. I'm going after you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Commit your marriage into his hands. If there's division in your marriage, change your thinking. Oh. Oh. Wow. You're waiting for a mate. Call it in. Thank you, Jesus. I want your best. Release your best to me. Hey. Oh. Wow. I don't want to be walking with addictions any longer. I leave it down and I walk that path of holiness. Call it in. Call it into yourself. Wow. Wow. Yes. 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 Call it in. If you have a hard time focusing on the presence of God, you're really not presence driven, and you know. Change your thinking. Say, Lord, I want to pursue you and your holiness and your presence. No matter what. No matter what. Show me, Lord. Show me the way. I'll spend time with you. Wow. 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 Wow.
Holy is the Lord God Almighty.
Wow. Wow.
Holy is the Lord Almighty.
Yay.
Let all of the earth bow before you and crown you Lord.
As we continue to worship, put your hand on someone's shoulder near you and start speaking out the blessings of God over their life. Blessings of God. Blessings of God. That righteousness, joy, and peace would follow them all the days of their life. That they would walk in the blessings of God. That they would be released in the fullness of the calling and the gifts in their life. To speak over these things, speak them out of your mouth to the people near you. Speak blessing, oh God, with everything inside of you, as though your very life depended on it. That you see the good and you speak into that person the goodness of the kingdom of God. This is how God sees you. This is how God sees you. And it goes both ways. You're not just receiving, you're giving to someone else. You receive it from them. God sees you as an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony, and that you love not your life unto the death. The Lord says that you are seated in heavenly places at Christ Jesus. The Lord says that we belong in that glory realm, to live in that glory realm. We belong to live with minds of Christ. We belong to the kingdom of God, where the mind of Christ is released over us in greater measure and greater capacity. And that this person that you're touching will pursue the presence of God to be able to recognize what God is doing, what God is saying, what you're doing, Lord, when you're showing up. Speak that over the people that are really near you. Just speak life into them. Speak that blessing into them. Speak blessing. Yes, Lord, that they would love you with everything, love you with all their heart, all their soul, their mind, all their strength. They'd be overwhelmed by your goodness. Overwhelmed that surely goodness and mercy will follow them all the days of their life. Will run the full race that you've intended for them, Lord God. And they will finish well. That you will speak that over them. They will finish well. And they will get on the straight path right to your heart. And nothing will stop them. Just speak it out over them. Speak it right into their life. Right into them. To the people next to you. Speak into him. Speak this out to the people. All right. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for the corporateness of love in this place, for the demonstration of love. Speak it out. Don't just listen. Speak. Let your mouth move. Speak out to the people around you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. No more shackles. No more hindrance. Just the goodness of God, the lavishness of his heart, the reversal of anything that would hinder and pursuing after the presence of the Most High God. Yes, Lord. Lord, that there would be a great resurgence of authority being released through that person. Speak authority over them being released. The measure of the Christian authority the Holy Spirit has given us to be released in capacity. For there to be a comeback. Just come back. Come back. Come back and wake up. Speak a wake-up call over everyone in this place. An awakening, a spirit of awakening. Spirit of awakening in greater measure here. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. A revelation of your love. A revelation of the purpose of the cross. A revelation of the goodness of Jesus Christ. Speak that over them. That they would have a revelation. So revelation from heaven. A revelation. Speak a generous heart. Speak the spirit of generosity over their hearts. Speak it out to someone else. Speak it out. You have a generous heart. The Lord sees you rising to a new level, a new dimension of generosity. Generosity on every front. Generosity in every realm. Generosity physically, mentally, materially, spiritually, emotionally. Generosity, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Their righteousness would be restored. Their righteousness would be their portion. That they would live a life of righteousness in the midst of relationships, in the midst of calamity, in the midst of confusion, in the midst of whatever is coming their way. Righteousness would be restored. That there would be a spirit of redemption released. A spirit of redemption, a revelation of the redemptive spirit of the Most High God. Speak this over the people next to you. This is who you are. Tell them, this is who you are. This is how God sees you. This is who you are. This is how God sees you. Thank you, Lord. 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 Ah. Let's give a holy shout to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To the ends of the earth together. Hallelujah. 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 To the ends of the earth together. Hallelujah. Ho. Hey. Ho. Wow. Next time we worship together, what do you say we run in? We run in, and we run in and we worship, and we come. When we start singing, we're here. We're not trickling in for the next 3 hours, 2 hours. Then we're here, we're intentional. We're master architects now, because the master, the big master builder and architect says, be intentional. Be intentional, amen? Amen? Amen. Let's give God glory. Amen. Amen.
And extend our generous hearts towards two wonderful pastors that are God-driven, presence-driven. For Pastor Bill and Pastor Mary Pat, October is Pastor Appreciation Month. And we just wanted to honor and recognize you two as presence seekers, as lovers of Jesus, and we just want to thank you I want to thank you for being his reflection to this body, for being his voice, oh, for being his hands, for being his feet, for being who you are in our lives, and for always, always speaking truth and life to us that takes us closer to the heart of God. And for that, we are thankful, Pastor Bill and Pastor Mary Pat. And we didn't want to leave today without honoring and recognizing the presence of God in your lives. So for that, we thank you. We love you. We treasure you. We value you. And we just say yes, Lord, to everything that you have for Pastor Bill, for Pastor Mary Pat, Lord, in every realm of life, Lord, in ministry, personally, Father, everything, Lord, because it all blends together anyway, Father. So we just thank you, Lord, for a release over their lives, Lord God, for higher, for greater, for deeper, Lord, for the more, Lord. So we thank you, Holy One. And we bless them today, and we honor them, Father, and we just give you all the glory, Father, for connecting our hearts, for connecting this body, Lord Jesus, and for setting us on fire. Oh, Lord, we just say, yes, Lord, burn, burn, burn. So we love you. We love you, Lord, and we love you, Pastor Bill and Pastor Mary Pat. And here's some love notes from your body. For you to take home and enjoy at your leisure. Amen.
Oh, you guys make me cry. Thank you. Wow, that's so cool. Love notes. Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, we love you here. Isn't love grand? Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it great to be in the family of God? If we had to do this all over again, and we had to choose people, you'd be it. Because we love you, sons and daughters. You're amazing. You just help us, you know, stay on track, and also just stay focused on the presence of God. Thank you. Thank you. It's a privilege to serve the kingdom together. It really is. And aren't we all in this together? Amen. God bless you. Thank you for your time. Thank you. You had to go out and buy cards or make them, whatever, whatever. Thank you. We'll treasure every word. Every word, it will just be a source of encouragement to us. And we always like encouragement. It always is good. So God bless you. Thank you. Praise the name of Jesus. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Oh, we serve a good God, don't we? Love you guys. Thank you. Thank you for your words of life.